What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is Rashi Rice, and you're listening to Rasta Rocks.
We've been talking about Michael Gallup and him being signed to the Commanders. They were the first team that he visited. They're the first team to sign him. The only team to sign him. He joins Deebo Samuel, Terry McLaurin. I mean, those two guys are the only two guaranteed starters on that squad. So there's a chance that Gallup still could stick as potentially the third receiver in that offense. I mean, it's an outside shot, but there's a chance. So you're saying there's a chance. Gallup tore his ACL in 2021. As a Cowboy, never really returned to his old self. Well, he hadn't been his old self for a couple seasons there in Dallas. Well, at least he hadn't been used like his old self. But he had a few pretty good seasons with the Cowboys. And he can, and if he can return to, you know, some semblance of that form, I think it's a good fit for Gallup. You know, he can stretch the field. I mean, I could see him potentially opposite Terry McLaurin. Deebo Samuel playing out of the slot. That is if he sticks. We don't know if he'll stick just yet, but I think it just adds another arrow to Jaden Daniels' quiver there in Washington. Seems like this offseason they're making a push for the Super Bowl, and it's a realistic push. So it's a good move for Gallup. It's a fine move for the Commanders. Doesn't really move the needle just yet in fantasy, but there's potential there. I don't know if there is potential, though, for Stephon Diggs, as he and the Patriots did not come to a deal during his visit there. Though, I quote, they intended to remain in contact. So it was like a date. It was like a mediocre date where they didn't really know if they wanted to see each other again. At least at the end of the date. But maybe they'll still text, fill it out. I think it was terminal sarcasm. who had brought up the potential lack of a culture fit for Diggs on the Patriots. You know, would he be a good culture fit? Would he be a good leader in the locker room as the potential veteran in that locker room, in that wide receiver core? And maybe that's a concern that the Patriots had. Maybe that's one of the reasons that they didn't sign the deal just yet. But it could still happen. I mean, with Gallup, it was several days in between when he visited and when the Commanders signed him. Could very well be the same for Diggs and the Patriots. Because that would be a signing that would be good for fantasy, for all parties involved. As the Patriots don't really have a tried and true number one. And Drake May needs one. So hopefully they still continue to remain in contact, keep in touch, as they said. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't there physically yet. I don't know. Somebody who was there physically enough for the Falcons to sign him is Jamal Agnew, formerly the Steelers, formerly of the Jaguars. You know, it was on the Jaguars where he suffered that pretty horrific leg injury in 2023. Hasn't played a regular season snap. You know, he's signed to the Steelers practice squad last season. Never got in the game. But Agnew had some, he had some garbage grab appearances as a Jaguar. You know, as a kind of utility player, special teams guy, role player. He had some good games. You know, and kind of like the Commanders or the Patriots, the Falcons are a squad that doesn't have like a bevy of talented, well, at least that display their talents on a regular basis, wide receivers. It's not a flashy move. It's not a flashy signing by the Falcons, but it's a sneaky one. You know, wouldn't put it past any receiver that they sign this offseason to play NFL snaps. Not putting him on the top 250 yet. But who knows? Maybe Jamal Agnew makes a couple more appearances in the garbage grab this season. Hopefully, Tyler Conklin makes some appearances on the garbage grab this season. The Chargers are hosting Tyler Conklin on a visit. You know, he's like the epitome of the streaming tight end who's got a decent floor, you know, doesn't have a high ceiling, might get you 5 points that week. 449 yards, 4 touchdowns in 2024. I mean, if they sign him, he'll probably be the starter for the Chargers. I mean, they allowed Hayden Hurst, their starter last year, to test free agency this offseason. If they sign Tyler Conklin is first in line. For fantasy relevance, there in the Chargers offense at their tight end position. So keep an eye on Conklin, especially if they sign him, because he could offer value in this wasteland of fantasy tight ends. Be a solid signing. We found out over the last 24 hours that the New York Giants have been present for all of Shedeur Sanders' games in 2024. It looks more and more like Sanders could be, will be, the next quarterback that the Giants, well, he might not be the next quarterback that the Giants take. Maybe they sign an Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson before the draft. But it looks like they're going to take Sanders, potentially grooming him to be the next starting quarterback for the Giants. If that is the case, if they plan on signing Sanders, that makes it less likely that they'll sign an Aaron Rodgers. Because as we know, Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be that stopgap. You know, he doesn't want to be the guy that plays a few games while Sanders figures it out and then sits the bench. He wants to be the guy all season. So to me, that makes it less likely that he ends up being a Giant, if they're intent on taking Sanders. So to me, it seems more like Russell Wilson is more likely to be that guy for the Giants. And maybe Aaron Rodgers does actually retire for this season. Wouldn't be the worst thing that could happen. In fact, I think that would be the best thing that could happen for all parties involved. This is an interesting bit of news. The Lions and Buccaneers have invited UCF running back Penny Boone to their local prospect days. I mean, this is just interesting for the fact that the Buccaneers might be looking for another running back in the stable, which, you know, kind of hurts my take that Bucky Irving would be a top five running back this season. They bring another big body in there. Boone's a big body. 6 foot, 225 pounds. Bruiser. Forced 52 missed tackles in 2023 at UCF. Would be a good fit for the Buccaneers. They need a big body back for those goal line carries. I mean, Rashad White isn't that guy. Bucky Irving, you know, he can be that guy. I don't know if he can be that guy consistently for a whole season. You know, he's not really built for it. So maybe they do bring in a bigger back for that purpose. Boone would fit the bill. So not great news for Bucky Irving's camp. Not great news for Rashad White's camp. I mean, I guess Rashad White being more of a passing down back, it wouldn't be as much of a hit on his prospects. But it would make things interesting. I could see him going to the Lions too. That would make sense as well. You know, between Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, somebody, either one of them's injured, at least for a few games of the season. Why not bring some David Montgomery insurance? And the big kid Boone. So I like both of those landing spots for Boone. It would be a boon for his fantasy prospects. Also, the Saints have invited Colorado wide receiver Will Shepard to their local prospect visit. He was the Buffalo's number three wide receiver last season. They had some good wide receivers. Jimmy Horn being the one that really stood out for me at Shrine Bowl practices. 616 yards and six touchdowns for Shepard for the Buffaloes last season. 13 missed tackles. A 38.5 vert at the Big 12 Pro Day. Athletic guy. Dynamic guy. The Saints need more receivers. So keep an eye out on Shepard going to the Saints potentially at some point in the draft. I mean, I have to imagine they'll draft a few wide receivers, though. They need to.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
There isn't much else that happened over the course of the last 24 hours for our football. So I wanted to talk about this yesterday, at least start to. The free agency moves that have been made already in the NFL. Just looking at the teams, what they've done in free agency, and does it make their team better? I'll start off with the Bills. I mean, first they signed Josh Allen. 6-year deal worth $330 million, $250 million guaranteed. Making Seinfeld money out here. Making Larry David money out here. They signed Darrington Evans, who, I mean, let's be honest, has kind of been a laughing stock in the NFL thus far. You know, I brought his name up, what was it, two combines ago and in an interview with a head coach. And I think I was talking to Tennessee and he snickered. Seemed like Evans didn't want to be on the field, but he's going to get his opportunities in Buffalo. Signed a 1-year, $1.21 million deal with only $15,000 guaranteed. It's not great. It's not good. But he's on the Bills. He's on one of the best teams in the league now. Running back Ty Johnson re-signed to a 2-year, $5 million deal. Ty Johnson was there last season. He'll be there again. Decent pass catcher. They re-signed their fullback, Reggie Gilliam. 1-year, $2 million deal. Hey, another blocking body. They need it. Protect their quarterback. Maybe the biggest signing, at least if we're talking like skilled players for the Bills this offseason. New signing, new member of the Bills. And that's Josh Palmer. Signed a 3-year, $36 million contract, $18 million guaranteed. Josh Palmer might be the best deep option they have right now. I mean, I'd love for Keon Coleman to make some waves there as a Bill, to be a big body guy in the red zone, in the end zone, be a Mike Evans type. Don't know if he's going to. Don't know if he's going to take that step this year. But they brought in Josh Palmer, who is arguably the Chargers' most consistent wide receiver over the last couple of years. Byron loves him. And I think you have to love him more as a Bill than you did as a Charger. So it's good for Palmer. I think it makes his fantasy chances better. I think it boosts him. And I think it makes the offense a little better for the Bills. Still not perfect. They also signed a 4-year extension for Khalil Shakir, worth up to $60.2 million, including $32 million guaranteed. It's not bad for a guy that I didn't really like at the Senior Bowl the year he came out. I wasn't that impressed with Shakir. I mean, I thought he was athletic. I thought he was shifty. But as a receiver, he really wasn't doing much for me. I didn't think he was a great route runner. I didn't think he had great hands. But he's sticking for the Bills. They seem to like him enough to sign him for another 4 years. But I tell you this much, they're in trouble. If that's your marquee receiver, if Shakir is your marquee receiver, then that receiving core is in trouble. Then I fear another year of Josh Allen coming in second in the AFC. At least compared to, you know, the Chiefs, who also seem to run with the not having a true number one receiver, but they make it work. They got a better coach. They got a better scheme. Overall, kind of a middling offseason so far in free agency for the Bills. As far as skill players go, I mean, if Josh Palmer is your biggest get, you know, I give it a B minus. The Dolphins, let's move on to them. They signed Zach Wilson to a 1-year deal. Alexander Mattison, running back, signed a 1-year deal as well. Mattison could see significant snaps. I mean, you have Achane right there in the backfield. Those are not big backs. Those are not goal line backs. Those are not short yardage backs. Mattison is those things. Could bring value to you in fantasy this season. Don't sleep on Mattison there in Miami. D. Eskridge re-signed with the Dolphins. I loved Eskridge as a prospect coming into the NFL. Hasn't really shaken out for him just yet. Maybe he gets a shot on the Dolphins. They also signed Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. 2-year, $6.5 million deal. It's another good get. Westbrook-Ikhine showed out for the Titans in 2024. Was it 7 or 9 touchdowns? stretch the field pretty well for them. Could end up being a third receiver, the third receiver for the Dolphins. They also signed tight end Pharaoh Brown. So not a bad offseason for the Dolphins. I think they got players that made sense for their team, for the way they run their offense. Zach Wilson, that's probably the least impressive signing to me. No, it definitely is. You know, Tua goes down this season, which he probably will at some point. He's probably going to get concussed. And who knows? Perish the thought, but it could be the last concussion he gets in the NFL. And I don't mean that he's going to die or anything like that. I would never. But, I mean, he might hang his cleats up at a certain point. And you'd hate to be left with Zach Wilson there helming your offense. So that's the one signing there that didn't really move me, at least in a good way. Dolphins so far this offseason, we're talking about skill players. I give it a B plus. Zach Wilson brings it down a little bit, but I think Madison makes sense there. I think Westbrook Ekwonu is a good fit. Dwayne Eskridge has potential. Moving on to the Patriots, they signed Josh Dobbs, a 2-year, $8 million deal. He's a decent backup. You know, we saw him do work for the Vikings this past season. We saw him do work for the Cardinals. I think if May was to go down, Josh Dobbs could keep the ship afloat. So I don't hate that. Wide receiver Mac Hollins, who was just on the Bills, journeyman, signed a 2-year, $8.4 million deal. Mac Hollins, I mean, in the general scheme of things, not a great ad, but, you know, as far as the Patriots go, he'd be the most veteran receiver they have. A good presence in the locker room. And he could offer some fantasy value in PPR formats. You know, you got to hold your nose a little bit when you examine it, but don't hate it for Hollins at this point. But the Patriots do need more wide receiver help. They can't end there in free agency. Hopefully they end up signing Diggs. They also re-signed Austin Hooper, 1-year, $5 million deal. Good for them. Fills the same role he did in 2024. Overall, thus far, this is a C-plus for me. They haven't really done enough yet and free agency as far as their skill positions go. And yeah, let's round out the AFC East. The Jets. Okay, here we go. Signed Justin Fields, 2-year, $40 million deal, $30 million guaranteed. Justin Fields becomes the starting quarterback for the Jets. Has some decent pieces. Has some decent weapons to work with. This could be the year Fields breaks out. I mean, we've seen him break out a little bit for the Bears in the past. It was inconsistent, but we saw glimpses of what could be a franchise quarterback potentially. You know, he had some big games. Just inconsistent there as a Bear. Terrible offensive line. That didn't help. But his chances are better as a Jet. They also signed running back, kick returner Kenny Nwangwu, re-signed to a 1 year, $2.5 million deal. Doesn't really do much for fantasy. They signed wide receiver Tyler Johnson. Speculative ad, in my opinion. You know, those are really the only skill players they added this offseason, but, you know, the piece that they added was a major one. So for this, I give the Jets a B plus. The Fields get, I think it's a good fit for both parties. But they haven't done enough in general in free agency for me to give them an A. I wanted to, but I just couldn't. I give y'all an A for sticking with me this morning. It was a slow fantasy day, free agency day yesterday. I'll be back Monday, though, talking about more free agency and what teams have done, what I like, what I don't like. Anyway, this has been the Trash Van on behalf of RosterWatch.com. Stay tuned in the next few hours. Alex and Cody will be back bashing each other for you to see. Knockdown title fight every day between those two. Get your popcorn. This has been the Trash Man. Until next time, be ready.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.